Blog Talk Radio.
Let's keep going.
Keep going. Keep going.
'90s baby mixtape.
The music you can feel ready or good. Where the house party at? The music turned up.
And then feel on
head by nothing with you.
has really shown his face. Something ain't right about this. I should have known it when you called out her name, 'cause I found out you had a wife and kids. Boy, I ain't got time for you to play with my mind, 'cause you want your cake and eat it too. Boy, I ain't no fool. All your mess ain't cool. Being number two is something I can never do. I ain't tryna be your.
Y'all, man, we got a great show coming up here tonight. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going live right now on Facebook, man. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us, man. This is a sad night in a world of hip hop, especially for Fort Worth. Our own Munson Wayne was killed. And man, and it's just one of them days, man. It's hard, man, for real. We are live right now. We're gonna go live to the phone lines, man. I definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there in our Fort Worth area, man, that's tuning in to us tonight, man. We're gonna dedicate this part of the show to my boy, man, because man, Monty Wayne was, man, this really, to be honest with you, man, this really got me really, really going crazy right now. I really don't know what to say. What we gonna do right now, man, we gonna go live to the phone lines, man. I'm just really hurt, man, for real. Monty Wayne was, man, Monty Wayne done so much, not only for the community, man, for the hip-hop community, man, for real. We're going live to 817-724. You live on the radio. Who is this?
This Assassin.
Hey, man, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, trying to keep it together, bro.
Man, I know exactly how you feel, man. It's really sad. What's going on, man? We got a lot of people tuning into us right now, man. I want you to talk to us, man. What was Monty Wayne to you, man? Because I know Monty Wayne, he was a great promoter. He can rap, and man, it's just a sad loss to the hip hop community. Not only to the hip hop community, but I mean, anybody that know Monty Wayne was a cool ass dude for real. He was cool, and this is a great loss in Fort Worth. I mean, if you into hip hop and you in Fort Worth and you don't know Monty Wayne, it's something wrong. Am I right about that, man?
Yeah, you're right, man. Him, people like him, Eminem, Sheena, Balsillini, you know what I'm saying? They all kind of paved the way. Twisted Black, you know, everybody played a part in doing what they did to pave the way for hip-hop today in Fort Worth.
Right. I definitely agree with you on that, man, because when you first told me about it and I got the sucking text from other people and I started seeing it on Facebook. See, I was in court this morning because I work for the Black Voice newspaper, man. So I've been covering a trial this week. And when I got that text, man, I was almost lost for words. I was hurt. I was like, wow, Monty Wayne? And I feel like he was my close brother. And to lose someone like him who was a great pioneer, great promoter, can bring the crowd. I want everybody not to know not only that, but a great radio personality. This brother can host a radio show. Let's talk about that, man. Because, man, you were talking about that off the air earlier, man. He was funny as hell, man, doing that radio show, wasn't he, man?
Yeah, he was up at the TCU radio station. He had Missy on.
Yeah, KTCU 88.7. That's what I want to say, 88.7 FM. Every Wednesday night, you used to can hear him and his boys reading them on the radio, man. I called it a couple of times. Had a segment called Messy. I thought that was it. He used to say, I can still remember that. Like it was yesterday, man. I remember me, Lico, and Reddy Red, man. We was in the car heading to Dallas, and we was listening to him on the radio, man. And it was just he kept the whole hip hop community, all I can say is, he kept your attention, and if you can get the minute that you can get somebody's attention, then you know you're doing something, man. But tell us, when you first heard the news, for you as an artist and the connection that you had with him, what was going on through your mind, man? Let's talk about that.
Man, I was like, man, this got to be a joke. They're not serious right now. They just made this up. But then everybody told me to go check out Facebook. So when I went to Facebook, they had it on live, and I was just like, you got to be joking. You got to be joking, not much. And on the cool, I'm still like, this is just the way I'm feeling, like, man, this is a joke. It can't be that serious.
Exactly, man. And I feel you on that, man, because I went to bed and it was just hard on me, man, because it was just hard. I had to come home, give me some sleep, and woke up, and I'm like you, thinking it was a dream, because Monty Wayne, he was just one of them cats, man, that did so much. And you know, and people still asking the question, man, what happened, and why did this have to happen? And to be honest with you, we as a Black community, we gotta start coming together. We killing each other for stupid reason, for crazy reason. And you gotta ask yourself, is it worth it? We gotta like Eminem was saying earlier. I got a chance to check out his Facebook live post. And we just got to start. We got to come together as a community. We got to stop all this violence stuff that's happening, and start coming together as a community, because we losing too many of our African American, our young Black brothers who are dying in the streets. And the sad part about it, we're dying for st- stupid stuff. We lose our life just over a person, saying something stupid, or if they're looking at you the wrong, if you look at a person the wrong way, or if it's about a color thing, or if it's about you step on my shoes, I'm about to kill you over my shoes, just stepping on my shoes. Then you get frustrated because you go to prison, and you go into prison because you're doing some stupid stuff. We gotta learn as a black community to start coming together, learning to come together as a community, man, and stop all this violence that's happening. And we as a black community gotta learn that, man. We killing each other over crazy stuff, man. Go ahead and talk, man.
Yeah, man. I'm just kind of really lost for words, bro. I'm listening, and everything you're
understand.
Saying is right.
I just don't understand. Right. Y'all give us a call if you wanna talk about Monty Wayne. Tell us what Monty Wayne mean to you. You can give us a call at 347-989-1725. We got a lot of people tuning into us on Facebook Live. Again, talk to us if you wanna call into the radio show and talk to us and tell us what Monty Wayne means to you. What connection did you have with Monty Wayne? 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. We talked about Monty Wayne. If you haven't heard the news, man, we just lost another pioneer in Fort Worth, man. We just lost another pioneer in Fort Worth. We're going to take a quick station break, you guys, and we'll be right back, man. I'm lost for words right now. We'll be right back. You tune in to us, man. We'll be right back.
Let's put the Cali on this thing. You know what I'm talking about? Hey.
She's all on me. I think I'm a need. It's time out. I can hardly breathe.
Shout out to the baby, by the way.
Man, time out.
Wake up in the morning and I gotta thank God. Grab me a Swisher, then I walk to the garage. Crank up the car, bass sounding like thunder. Call your girl Australia, cause she going down under. First pair of J's, tape a fade and a polo. Still a cheetah boy, even though I went solo. Got a bad bitch, and she roll my weed up. Game's all mine, why me put my beat up? Ain't nothing to a boss like Nike, just do it. Come to trap talk, man, I speak that fluid. Hit you with the heat and make you leak that fluid. Got one bad chip and the rest congruent. I was born in the ghetto, every day was a loss. Now I'm hustling like my name was Rick Ross. Used to sell D, but I never got caught. Now I walk into the mall, I don't care about the cost. Time out.
She's all on me. I think I'm a need. It's time out, I can hardly breathe. Where's the referee? Man,
Three's company like my name Jack Tripper. Take her to the crib, best believe I'm a flipper. I'm a fat cush roller, plus a rock shipper. Walk in the club looking fly as a sparrow. Could it be the jewelry or the polo apparel? Come make me wrong, give me staring down the barrel. She took her clothes off and roamed me like a new Camaro. Hey, I'm the life of the party. Spark up the green, smoking like Bob Marley. We can do it on PP like Naughty. Let me hit it one time, I won't tell nobody. Put some off in your grill, then I'll toss her like a doobie. Try to lock me down, told her frame it like Boosie. Like R. Kelly, man, I'm all on the booty. Tiffy Denzel, every day my life is moving. Time's out.
She's all on me. I think I'm a need. It's time out, I can hardly breathe. Where's the referee? Man, time out.
Cause I'm under the influence. Drug and alcohol just increase my endurance. Walking through the club as your chick I'm pursuing. Head on collision with no insurance. I'm under the influence. Drug and alcohol just increase my endurance. Walking through the club as your chick I'm pursuing. Head on collision with no insurance. Time out.
She's all on me. I think I'm a need.
Yeah.
It's time out. I can hardly breathe. Where's the referee?
I try to breathe, but the
Yeah, that's right, y'all. We are live right now on Blog Talk Radio, man. We are live on Facebook as well. We got my boy live with us, Jonathan. What's going on, Jonathan, man? How you doing on this sad night, man?
Shit, chilling, man.
Already, man. This is a sad day, man. In the Fort Worth hip hop, we lost a great pioneer who helped so many artists among being an artist. He was another Funky Town Eminem, pretty big in this city too. You got him. You got people like DJ Drake. Pay the DJ, your cousin, Pay the DJ, artists like that, who helped so many artists, man, to get themselves out there, man. This is a sad day in Fort Worth hip hop. If you are from Fort Worth and you did hip hop in Fort Worth back in the day, even not only back in the day, now you will know Monty Wayne. Monty Wayne was a great promoter. Exactly, man. You got to know Monty Wayne. You know, I was in court this morning, man. I did covering a trial for the Black Voice newspaper. And I got this, man, it was crazy. The first text came in was from my homegirl, Keisha. Shout out to Keisha. And when she texted me and said that so-and-so got killed out, I was like, no, this can't be. This got to be a mistake. This has got to be a mistake from this. I don't believe it. And then I went on Facebook, and I started seeing rest in peace, Monty Wayne. Rest in peace, Monty Wayne. And I still didn't believe it. I was like, no, this still can't be true. So then I seen another post, and it was my homeboy posting. So I called him up. I had to get out of court so I could find out what was going on. I called him up, and he said, yeah, man, it's true. Monty Wayne was killed. I'm like, wow, this is crazy.
How did he die? Because I really didn't. I haven't been looking at politics, and I haven't been looking at hip-hop.
Nobody knows what's really going on, man. The real deal is nobody knows what's really going on. All we know is another young Black brother is dead. That didn't have to be dead. That's why I say we as a Black community is going to have to learn how to come together as a Black community. And we're going to have to really, we really going to have to start focusing on what we need to do to get to the next level, man, because we killing each other for over stupid stuff. I definitely agree with it.
If I don't mind you asking, what happened?
Nobody really knows. Blair, I need you to call into the show. Call into the show, man, like you did last night. 347-989-1725. That's our boy. That's our D-Town. That's our D-Town brother over there. He the pioneer over there in the D-Town. We call my boy the hip-hop mayor of Dallas. The Dallas hip-hop mayor. Well, that's what we call him. We call him the key to the city for Dallas, Texas, man. Call into the show so we can bring you on, man. We live on Facebook Live. And we talking about it's a lot going on, you guys. We talking about there's a lot of stuff going on. Y'all give us a call, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. Man, but you know what? Let's talk about the good memories because he has some good memories. He has some funny moments. Y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725. Give us a call. Right now, 347-989-1725. Call right now. Yes, it is, Tina. It's a sad day in hip hop. And again, we got a lot of people on Facebook talking to us live on Facebook. But we're talking about the situation with Monty Wayne. Let's remember the good times about Monty Wayne. I want to say that. When Monty Wayne had his own little radio show on KTCU 88.7 The Choice, He had a great show, man. Every Wednesday, I would tune in to Mutz and Wayne, keeping your ass laughing, John. You hear me, John?
Yeah, comedian.
Keeping your ass laughing.
Everybody know him for his comedian ways, though. You know
well, you probably know him from the club because he had the clubs on live.
Yeah.
Trust me, when he come out to the club, everybody, their mama will be coming out there. He's another funk. I call him another pioneer, another fucking town Eminem, because Eminem was the same way. When Eminem go plays it, you better believe the crowd follow him. And this brother right here was the same way. He know how to get that crowd.
Yeah.
Trust me, he know how to get that crowd. But the most memory for me is listening to his radio show. And he had this segment called Messy. And oh my goodness, man, he be hot side. But he was the life. Monty Wayne was the life of the party. If you did not know Monty Wayne, trust me, if you in hip hop, you gonna get to know him. You got to get to know Monty Wayne. Monty Wayne was not only that, but he can rap. I remember when he sent me some stuff. We had him on my TV show, but down to be TV. So you know, Monty Wayne would keep you laughing, man. But he was cool. He was a cool cat. And so,
yep.
You know, let's talk about the good memories of what we had with him. And Monty Wayne will keep you rolling. Trust me, Monty Wayne will keep you laughing and stuff. So he's definitely going to be missing the world of hip-hop community. Sad to report, my boy was gunned down.
Yep.
And we need to continue. We need to continue to pray for full work because this is a sad loss in the hip-hop community. We definitely need to keep his close friends, close family, and family in prayer as they get ready to get prepared to bury this. Because I believe that right now this is still a shocking wave going across Fort Worth. Fort Worth is just really surprised about what just happened, and Fort Worth trying to get to the bottom of it right now. It's infected people all over. I couldn't even hardly sleep, man. I've been up, falling asleep, man, putting myself to sleep because I'm so sad behind this, seeing what happened. Go ahead and tell, man.
He was like. I know him for his comedian ways and promoting.
Yeah, he'll keep you laughing. That was Monty Wayne. Trust me, Monty Wayne had the radio station sold up. Him and Red did. Shout out to Red, his co-host. We need to pray for him too, because I know he's feeling some type of way right now. So continue to keep his radio former radio family in prayer. You got to sing, man. You need to send. Hey, DJ Sean, send it to me so I can play it. Cause I used to play his stuff all the time and stuff. Send it to me. DJ Sean said he got his single. That's hot. Send it to me, man. News. You can use one at yahoo.com. DJ Sean said he got his single right now, so that way we can play it. And somebody was asking me earlier, am I gonna be playing this music? I don't have it right now, but we can show work that out. DJ Chunk, call into the show. Call into the show, man. 347-999-1725. 347. I'm trying to get DJ Chunk to call in. All my DJs, I need all my DJs that mess with Monty Wayne to call into the show right now. All my DJs, call in right now. Okay, call in right now, DJ Sean. I need all my DJs to call in so you can tell us, I'm like my boy. I'm lost for words, too. That's why I'm talking like this tonight. But all my DJs, call in right now, 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. Keep talking, John. Keep talking, man. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I was just really listening to the conversation. I mean, I'm listening to what you're saying. You know, I mean, I'm a very good listener. I'm listening to how I'm just listening to the show.
Right.
It's really, really, really right now. I would just like to listen in. Really.
What does this do for you, man? Losing someone like this, man.
A big promoter. That would affect everybody like really, really bad, because it's like a domino effect. Like the way I was told, like if something affects you, it affects everybody around you. So this happening and the big influence that he had on everybody is a total drastic loss.
Hey, hold that down, man. We're going live to the phone line.
Okay.
Yo, you live on the radio. Who is this? They calling from a private number. Who is this?
Yeah, this Shine.
Hello. Hey, DJ Shine. How you doing, man?
All right, by yourself.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to hold it down, man. I'm just trying to hold up. Hold on, man. I'm lost for words, man. But you met him, man, and you did some lot of stuff with him. How was it for you working with him, man? How was it working with Monty Wayne?
Oh man, he a cool cat, man. You know what I'm saying? He told me some of his singles, man. And I used to rock it, man, back in the days, you know what I'm saying? When I had my Rapping City. I used to rock the singles all the time. And I got a couple of his music, man. We used to chop it up all the time. You know what I'm
saying?
Send
it to me, man.
Like,
we'll play it on the radio show. We had him on my TV show back in the day. See, back in the day when I first met him, I wasn't even doing radio. I was actually doing television. And that's how I got my name out there, man, as a pioneer of doing television. And that's why so many people recognize who I am. When I go, like this morning, I had to go and cover a trial for the Black Voice newspaper, man. And I get this, I get these two police officers looking at me crazy. And I'm like, well, what the hell did I do? You ever, man, what the hell did I do? that's how I'm looking at DJ Shine. But I heard him telling that other guard, that's that man that used to be on TV. Man, that dude is a pioneer, dude. That dude is big in Funkytown. If you don't, if you ain't from Fort Worth, you don't know him.
Yeah, exactly.
And that made me feel good knowing that so many people. And I've done TV before I got into doing radio like I'm doing now, man. I've done TV for 20 some years, man. That's a long time. 20 years.
Yeah.
I got people that tell me all the time, say, man, we wake up and listening to you, man. I was growing up. People that grown now told me the other day, man, I grew up watching you on TV. And now they got kids of their own, man. So again, man, we losing our brothers, man. Well, what do you think is going on with that? Let's talk about that, man.
Ah, man, you know what I'm saying, some brothers, you know, saying they, you know, I like this, man. They want the fast, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Brothers is taking us out fast. You know, we need to stop that, man, you know. You know, we need to unite, you know what I'm saying, put it down for the community, you know what I'm saying, city to city, state to state, you know what I'm saying, so love our brothers. But some of us, man, we, you know, we're so ignorant and envy for each other, man, we got self-hate for each other, so we need to cut all that mess out. That's what
I agree,
need.
Man.
We need to,
I agree.
Need
we got
to
a lot of
on that.
Already, man.
You
we got a lot of people tuning in to us on Facebook Live. We are live on Facebook Live and we live on Blog Talk Radio. And we got my boy, one of the coldest DJ from Dallas, Fort Worth. I say Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm not even going to say Fort Worth. I mean, Dallas. I'm going to say Dallas, Fort Worth. Yeah, on the line with us live right now. And we talking about Monty Wayne. Monty Wayne, man, was huge in the hip hop community. When I first met him, I was, when I first met him, DJ Sean, I was doing my TV show. And he been on my TV show, Dunnaby TV. I was the first local Fort Worth cat to play videos, to break videos on Channel 28 before they even had videos, when they just had local stuff. A lot of the people that was on Channel 28, man, credit me for getting them on the show. Sylvia in the community. Shout out to Sylvia in the community. We help her to get on TV. Cyclone, Bobby Brown's show, In My Hood TV show. Tri TV, Lico Matt. So many that was on TV you know, came behind me, was on television because of me getting so many people on before they cut Channel 28 down. And that's how I got a chance to meet Monty Wayne. He been on my show a couple of times, man. You know, if you in the hip-hop community and you working this entertainment business, if you don't know Monty Wayne from the community, from the street, then you not from Fort Worth. Hey, am I right about the man? You live in Dallas, and you knew about him, man. So the question is, man, how did you get connected with him, DJ Sean?
Oh, man, you know, man, it was on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? He seen what I was doing on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And I was trying to get the artists all together. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you know, he called me up. He was like, hit me up. So I hit him up. And he said, I'm going to send you some of my singles. I said, I bet. You know what I'm saying? So he told me some of his singles. And I started rocking it like every Friday. That's when I had the Texas Blackout. Every Friday, I was playing a number of Texas music. You know what I'm saying? That's how I got my little exposure, you know. I had all the boys from Texas, from Oak Cliff, down South Dallas, you know, East Dallas, West Dallas, you know, and Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to my boy Dramatize, you know what I'm saying? You know, my boy Dramatize from Fort Worth, too. Yeah, that's
right.
My boy, too, you know what I'm saying? We always, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my boy. You know, we talk all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Dramatize, the true stepper.
Yeah, so I'm a tired two-stepper, man. We talk about this all the time, bringing Dallas and Fort Worth together. You know what I'm saying? That's
I think we
always chop it up.
And you know what I think we ought to do, man? I think now is the time. Now is the time through Monty Wayne. Let's bring Fort Worth and Dallas together, man. This is an opportunity to bring DFW independent artists together, man, all over DFW, man, and just try to bring people together. We need to continue to pray for Fort Worth because again, this is a sad loss to Fort Worth, especially the hip hop community, and he's definitely going to be missed in Fort Worth. He's definitely going to be missed, and he's going to be missed all over because I'm quite sure he wasn't just in Fort Worth all the time. I'm quite sure he made trips to Dallas a lot, did he, man?
Yeah, exactly. Anytime we leave like an artist, something like that, you know what I'm saying, they're pushing it. Even from locals, man, local artists, man, they're doing a good job, man, you know what I'm saying? We need people like that, you know, to keep us alive. Even the DJ, we need them, you know what I'm saying? You know, we need them in the community. We need them in society, you know what I'm saying? That's what we need. A lot of artists like that, you know what I'm saying, from R&B, you know, the hip-hop, you know, reggae, Jamaican, Africans. We need all that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
to flood the cities, man. Let them know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that's what we need. You know what
I'm
saying? They're not lying about what they're saying in their lyrics, man. That's what's going on in the street. You know what I'm saying? And we need, you know, people like that. You know what I'm saying? Artists like that. That's going to stress the people. You know what I'm saying? To stress it on the street,
right.
What's going on in the community.
Right. You know I agree with you on that. Yeah, that is so true.
All the artists out there, man, you know what I'm saying? All the artists that doing the damn thing out there, man, you know what I'm saying? I love that, man, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing it for years, you know what I'm saying? So I've been doing it in Minnesota, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boys in Minnesota, too, you know what I'm saying? They doing the damn thing up there, too. So
yeah,
I learned it from them, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing it for years, so in the studio, DJing. You know what I'm saying? So I brought it down here. My cousin got that back in the game. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, Donny B, shout out to you too, man. You know what I'm saying? You showed me love, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt, man.
I always your way. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's all about.
You want to get your music exposed? Go to Donny B. DJ.
Right.
We're going
to help you promote. But, you know, we got to start paying our respect to all these great icons because Monty Wayne was an icon.
Exactly.
DJ Dre is an icon. DJ Sean, you are an icon. All of our icons that we work with, that you work with in the past, these are cats that's been working in the game for a long time, been working in music for a long time. I'm an icon. I don't say I'm an icon. I let the people judge for that. But people that's been in this, you know, I've been in this music business for 20 plus years. I got 20 plus years in the game, man. Working with artists from all across the country, not just locally. Working with artists in New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles. I'm still working with artists overseas in the UK. I got a lot of UK listeners that tune in to me. So I work with, that's why they call us World Street Hip Hop, because we work with artists from all over the world. And I'm gonna say a special shout out to Jackie Craig, the whole Craig family. I went to the court with them today. Definitely want to keep the Craig family in our prayer. Jackie Craig, the whole entire family, her kids, everybody in prayer over there, you know, and stuff. But we talking about, if you haven't heard the news, Munton Wayne was killed. And it's really sad. We're losing a lot of our pioneers. We're losing our hip-hop community. And he was a pioneer in the hip-hop community.
And Donna B, what make it so bad? My girl in North Carolina even know about it. You know what I'm saying? She was like, "One of lost one of your incomes down there." I said, "How you know about that?" It went way to North Carolina. You hear me?
It's not only infected North Carolina, it's even overseas. People are hearing about it. The word travel with,
exactly,
especially when you when you're a good person,
exactly,
man. Word travel.
Exactly. That's major love. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
You know? My girl was like, y'all lost one of y'all artists. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, man, even though he was an artist, but he promoted so many other artists. This is what makes him special. Because he wasn't just thinking about himself. Some artists think about themselves and don't think about nobody. But this brother, Munton Wayne, he thought about everybody else. Even though I'm an artist, but I'm putting you before me. I'm promoting you before me. And this is the type of guy Munton Wayne was. Munton Wayne was one of those cool guys that trust me, he'll let you get on stage and perform. All you got to do is call him. He may ask for a little money. He gonna ask for much. He gonna ask you good. He was one of them brothers gonna keep it real with you. He said, "Okay." He said, "You want to perform, man? Just give me this right here." And so he was one of the coolest cats out there, man. For those who just not tuning into us, we're talking about Munton Wayne. Munton Wayne lost his life, and we are talking about this tonight. It's really sad. Black people, we have to do better. We have to come together as a black community, stop killing one another. So many young black brothers are killing each other. We're killing each other. I'm gonna say it again, DJ Sean. We're killing each other over stupid stuff. That's the sad part.
Exactly.
Over stupid stuff. John, you still with us, John?
Yeah, I'm still with y'all.
I'm trying to get him to say something, man. We got a lot of people tuning into us.
I'm just gonna listen in.
We got a lot of people tuning into us on Facebook Live. If y'all feel y'all want to be part of this conversation, give us a call. Tell us what you think, what you know about what you know about Munton Wayne. How close were you with Munton Wayne? Give us your story on a moment with you and Munton Wayne. When we come back from music break, We're gonna talk about this too, DJ Sean, while I got you on the phone line. We're gonna talk about this when we come back from a music break. We're gonna talk about Munton Wayne and radio. Yes, if you haven't heard the news, Munton Wayne used to do radio and he was damn good. And I used to tell him all the time, "Man, you need to be doing radio full time." He'd just be laughing. He'd be laughing at me when I say, "Man," but I was real about it, and we're going to talk about that coming up next. What did he do that was so funny as hell in radio, but he kept it 100? We're going to talk about that coming up. You tune in to us on World Street Hip Hop, a special dedication to my main man, the late Munton Wayne. We'll be right back, y'all, right after this.
Hey. Hey, what's up? Let me talk to y'all for a few minutes. Because we're in this new world crisis, like this black economic crisis, with no jobs and no resources for the needy, discrimination and segregation in these schools. Man, we gotta have hope, y'all.
Stop that racism and hatred.
Yes, I believe a change don't come, y'all. Because God's gonna make a way out of no way for us. And he'll never let the record fall. He'll always take us through something just to rise us to the top, y'all. And we will not be in sync. You best believe that.
I know you said, what in the world's going on? Not another one, brother, sister, gone.
Stop that brutality, you know.
Maybe your baby's dying. Somewhere a mother's crying.
Stop
on her knees. Lord, have mercy, please. It's time for us to really love one another. We've got to come together.
Come together, y'all.
If we want to make things better, time for us to unite. I need you to survive. We must keep the faith. Hear me when I say,
yes, I believe a change don't come, y'all.
His own. If you give to the poor, you lend it to the Lord. If you help somebody, yep, they can get through the door. Because the blind lead the blind, but the righteous know their truth before they come on the floor. And just because we were less fortunate than you, black lives matter. Our crisis because of you, my people, we gotta unite because we have to. And recycle our dollars, it's a must do. And folks seek God for all this bad weather. Because the family that pray together, they stay together. Stop this black or black crime, let's be great forever. Each one for all the right reasons. Get your mind correct and believe in the sun. Cause when this world feel remote and you can't cope, you gotta look to the sky and pray and sing and have hope. Yes, I believe a change gon' come, y'all. Because God's gonna make a way out of no way for us. He'll never let this righteous fall. He'll always take us through something. Just to rise us to the top. And we will not be in sin. You best believe that.
Diamonds in the bezel, living like it's my birthday. Every day is my day. She found out I had big bang. Now she ride me like a highway. She just trying to get a visa, the visa. She just trying to get a visa, the visa.
She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa. For the
yeah,
visa, yeah,
she sucking my dick for the job. Tryna get in the club for free. When you see me at the dope, act like you don't even notice me. I got a whole lot of rank. Treat me like a bank. That shit have came with a drink. That they sipping out the sink. I don't give fuck no glass. Tell me water is tap. Talking they want clean water. Told her get you to the trap. Tell her get used to the mattress. Mattress fucking up your back. On the phone you street names. Cell phone might be tap.
She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa.
For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa. We at the top of the middle. If I knew you, I would wanna be you. Hit out the park like they Regina. I stretch you out like a white beetle. Now what's on sight right when I see you? Your homies gon' RIP you. If they knew about you, they would wanna be you. She'd do anything for a feast. Her nickname, ho skis. Her real name is Keisha. She love to roll and swish. She love to roll with. She love to hang with. She wanna be independent. But her life so different. If she really want to work, then she'll do anything.
Sure she
if she really want to work, then no.
She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah. She do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah.
John, we are still live right here on World Street Hip Hop, your number one for hip hop and R&B. We live on Facebook. Shout out to everybody tuning in to us live on Facebook right now. And we still talking about the great, our great, great young brother who lost his life. Now, whose life was taken?
Man,
that's what we're talking about. DJ Sean, what is going through your mind? We got a lot of people tuning in to us on Facebook.
Oh, man. I tell you.
You sound like you lost some words, too, man. You sound like you lost some words, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I lost a lot of cousins and nephews to the street, too. So, you know, I know how it goes, man. I know how the family feel. You know what I'm saying? So...
What do you think we ought to be doing as a hip hop community now, Mr. Provision?
Man, we should be coming together as one. That's what we should be doing.
I agree.
You know, putting our heads together right now. You know, stop all
figure
the nonsense
out.
Going on with the hip hop world, man. You know, between Biggie, Tupac, and all them cats, man, they lost their lives to the game. And it's still going on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's still
so
going
cool.
on. So
I remember, man, speaking of Tupac, I remember when I did a talent light vision. It was the biggest talent light vision in DFW. Did you know that, man? Back in 1996. I did a candlelight vision. He was it was the biggest candlelight vision that I done. I remember like it was yesterday, man. We gotta come together, you guys, and stop all this foolishness and start work coming together to hip hop community and really. We need to work right now. Yeah, you guys.
That's what they want us to do. They want us to destroy ourselves, you know. No, yeah, stop all this, you know what I'm saying?
What is the solution?
Solution is, you know, It's kind of hard just to say, but the solution is, man, we just got to work together and tell them, man, you know what I'm saying? Work together, talk about it. You know, as men, we need, out of artists, man, we need to sit down and talk about it, you know? You know, like KNON, you know, KNON 89.3, they have a meeting, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all artists need to go to them meetings, you know what I'm saying? Daniel Boone, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Daniel Boone, DJ Kane. You know, DJ Breeze, you know what I'm saying? They teach me a whole lot about the game, you know. You know, I go to their meeting, man, and, you know, U-Dawg, shout out to my boy U-Dawg. Y'all know, see him on Facebook, man. He doing it big on Facebook. U-Dawg, Kano in there, Daniel Boone, them. Yeah, you know, y'all see him.
We play his music,
George
too.
Lopez. Shout out to boy Joe Lopez, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, he talk a good game, too. He taught me a whole lot, too, man. So, I listen to everybody, man. You know, I need to go start going to those meetings that they give, man.
What do they talk about in those meetings, man? What do they talk about?
They talk about, you know, how the hip-hop world is, you know what I'm saying? How to use you, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's all on you, how you going to... You know what I'm saying? How you gonna grow? You know, like Judge Man said, man, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get on your grind. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna help you but yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've been
right.
going to, you know what I'm saying? I took his advice for years, you know what I'm saying? I've been going to their meetings all the time. You know, even Fat Pimp goes there, you know, shout out to Fat Pimp, you know what I'm saying? He goes out there.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get with him too, because last time I talked to him, he said he was gonna do my radio show. He's gonna come on the radio show. I definitely need to get with Fat Pimp. Shout out to Fat Pimp. I tell you what, y'all, we're gonna take another music break, y'all. You tune in to us right here. We'll be right back. We got DJ Sean Lyle with us. And it's official 32 after the hour. We go off at 10. We got this new joint. Say, DJ Sean, you're gonna trip when you hear this one. Two Kids and Bitches. Y'all check it out. Two Kids and Bitches. I love it. You know what? I like the beat better. I like the beat. You gonna check it out, man. We'll be right back. I'm about to sing.
It's a party. They just popped a vein and got started. It's a party. Two Kids and Bitches. It's a party. Started Two Kids and Bitches. It's a party. Popped the vein and got started. Sweating out the window, getting foggy. Two Kids and Bitches, it's a party. Started, hey. Two Kids and Bitches, it's a party. Started. Two Kids and Bitches, it's a party. Started.
Kids and Bitches, it's a party. Guaranteed to tight, they I'm getting naughty. Got to ride in this pipe like a Harley. Got the camera on Zoom, yeah, record me. Yeah, it's about to go down. A true life nigga, make a full of clothes down. Shot after shot, yeah, we faded out liquor. Smoking on dro, smelling like a pound. Riding around town with two bad bitches. And these bitches bad on a whole nother level. I fuck with white girls that be banging heavy metal. I blow a bitch a kiss and they make her feel special.
I'm on a whole nother level.
Bitch, we headed to the top. And that's why I ride with some badass bitches. They popped a pin and they got it started. Two white chocolate Hershey. Nothing but kisses, two kissing bitches, Cartier got me live. I'm on the blue dolphin, bitch, look at my eyes. Sit back and just peep in the scene. I'm trying to behave, but look at them thighs. Eat your ass up like old fries. Give me a favor. Two bitches with me that kiss. Yeah, I know these niggas hate it.
Two kissing bitches, it's a party. They just popped a vein and got started. Sweating out of window, getting foggy.
Around with a 45 hand cock in, I'ma hit it with me. Now I'm cat kick back, new 45, say number two bitches with me. Stay clean in the green that I smoke, be the illest. Working hard, they just talk killing. Drop then I pop, then I pill them. Taking my back to the ceiling. The cash in the back where you'll find me.
stepping out rich, left both hoes behind me. Watching the seatbelt behind me. Relax, don't stress, you don't feel my line. Didn't trust no hoe, nigga, hoe zone. And a touch, no hoe, need the oh no. Get the bitch while the nigga in his ozone. College bitch, selling dope straight off the iPhone.
These bitches, they fuck us the hornet. All in my phone, can't call in the morning. These niggas, this bitch is so phony. So we too, the 500 polo. The ones, my college, we home. We got them tagging in on it. And I'm in my zone and I'm rolling. And hey, look, it's not time to show it.
Kissing fishes, it's a party. They just popped the bait and got started. Sweating out the window, getting foggy. Two kissing fishes, it's a party. Started.
This put me in the mind of how we used to, how me and you used to do the show together, man. Remember that?
Yeah, back in the day.
How you used to call in every night at 10 o'clock when we did it after 10 o'clock. As soon as you get out the radio at the other station, you were calling to my show.
Yeah, exactly.
Back in the day, man. We had a lot of fun back in the day, man. Playing the hottest jams and stuff, and doing our damn thing, man. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Well, you know, when we registration, we just start doing that, though. You know what I'm saying? We need to start, you know, start doing something like that. You know.
Oh yeah, well, we starting it back.
City representing you, where you from? You know.
Right, and we're gonna start it back tomorrow night, man. Everybody wanna call in tomorrow night. Call in, we gonna hold it down, man. You know, back then when me and you did it, man, they didn't even have Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Facebook Live didn't even exist.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't even exist, man.
It was just Facebook. I don't even think we were doing Facebook then, man. We weren't doing that much Facebook then, though, wasn't
we? Nah, we weren't doing too much Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Most like that.
You know, MySpace was out, but I wasn't too much on MySpace like that. You know what I'm saying?
MySpace used to be lit back in the day.
Yeah, it got out of control, though.
Yep, it did. You're so right about that.
But you're right.
We got a lot of people tuning in to us right now on Facebook Live, man. Shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us. Are you on Facebook Live too, man, with us?
Oh yeah, I'm on here too, man. I'm checking you out.
How many people showing on your side?
You got a couple on there, you know.
You know that's not the main number.
Yeah.
You know that's not the main number, man.
That's not the main number.
No, that's not the. When you see that in your chat box, that's not the main number. The main number is gonna be the views.
Yeah.
How many people are actually watching you? See, like you in the chat room now, it's only gonna show a few of them in there. But the main views is when you go outside of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where I had to learn that, man. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm gonna be more people than this watching. Then you watch the views on the other side, and it tell you exactly how many people tuning into it. I'm trying to get to know this damn Facebook Live stuff.
Yeah,
shoot,
man. Yeah. Facebook, man, they be tripping sometimes. You know.
Yeah, dude.
You know, they got their limits. They got their limits on.
Yeah,
Facebook
they.
Live,
you know what? I think you gotta pay if you want more people.
Yeah.
That's how they get.
Yeah, exactly. They try to get me to pay $100-something just for my views. I was like, hold on, wait. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm not finna pay.
And
nothing,
that may, and
you know
what? That may be some fake views.
Yeah, exactly.
That may not even be
like,
the views.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, is it real people or what? You know, I don't even trust
them. I don't like that, man.
I
want to see. Don't tell me what I got. Let me see it. Let me see how many people are into my show. Because I don't want to feel like that I'm working my ass off and ain't nothing but one person tuning into my show. Like, wait a minute.
Exactly.
This is bull crap.
Exactly. Taking my money.
Hey, man.
Nah,
that's only one person tuning into your show. What the hell? Well, you want to keep them numbers up then. Can't be just no one person. Got to be more than that.
Exactly. To get my money.
Like, wait a minute. Right. No, I'm wasting my time.
Right.
I'm doing that. I'm wasting my time. All right, y'all, man. We're going to go to some more music. We jamming, man. It's 9:42, man. Time be going by quick when you're having fun, don't it, man?
Yeah, you know, when I be jamming on my radio station, they go by fast, man. I'll be like,
yeah, it do, man. It go by.
Went, you know,
it go
man,
by
I
real
jamming
quick.
My butt out too.
Oh yeah, and that's what make it go by fun. That's what make it go by quick when you jamming, when you crunk. All right, y'all, we gonna go to Tree Dog. You know Tree Dog too, don't you?
Oh yeah, that's my boy.
He sent me his song today. Yeah, we gonna play one of his jam, man. It says ATM K-9. Do you know K-9 too?
Oh, yeah, I know K-9.
It said Mr. ATM K-9.
Yeah, I know all them boys.
All right, I'm about to play that shit. Y'all check it out. We'll be right back. Me and DJ Sean in the building, y'all. We'll be right back.
All right.
Yeah. Shout out to that boy Lil Uzi Vert. You understand me? Yeah, but right now, check this out. First fly in the summer in the motherfucking winter. First fly in the summer in the motherfucking winter. So many chickens with me, you think Birdman in the rental. So many chickens with me, you think Birdman in the rental. Skirt. First fly in the summer in the motherfucking winter. First fly in the summer in the motherfucking winter. So many bitches with me, you think Birdman in the rental. So many chickens with me, you think Birdman in the rental.
When you play with that bird money, you can't tell these hoes everything. Cause every hoe that you date, nigga, gonna be looking for another wedding ring. Better get you a pre-nut. Cause every hoe that I know put it on God, nigga, like they know a black Jesus. Feet up. Yeah, baby, I'm lounging. Yeah, at the lounge. Fucking with a nigga like me, I be smoking with my bouncer. Count up, that's all we know. Conoco, Texaco, Mexico. Yeah, baby, you gon' know when I finish this bitch like Pastor Troy. Give me more, Mystico. Yeah, your bitch suckin' knee ball, physical. Leave me more. Money on the counter, baby, I count it later. Yeah. Put it up in the navigator, banging that Johnny Taylor.
First fly in the summer in the motherfucking winter.
First fly in the summer and the motherfucking winter. So many chickens with me, you think Birdman in the rental. So many chickens with me, you think Birdman in the rental. Skirt. First fly in the summer and the motherfucking winter. First fly in the summer in the motherfucking winter. So many bitches with me, you think Birdman in the rental. So many chickens with me, you think Birdman in the rental. Yeah,
I had to train that hoe. That hoe just a beginner. I fly out for winter, American Airlines Center. You know we eat our chicken, ain't talking no TV dinners. I still serve in the summer and more crack in the winter. You gotta take your shoes off in my hat before you enter. All white carpet, albino rhino, the blender. You tryna get them beans, you gotta go holler at Kendall. My little brother Johnny Boy with that pistol picking out the window. ATM connected, yeah, I ride with that Birdman. 15 for the nose, need the whole thing, then bring me 30 bands. Tryna hit a lick, I hope you niggas had it planned. My niggas with them choppers and ARs and minivans.
First fly in the summer in the motherfucking winter. First fly in the summer in the motherfucking winter. So many chickens with me, you think Birdman in the rental. So many chickens with me, you think Birdman in the rental. Skirt. First fly in the summer in the motherfucking winter. First fly in the summer in the motherfucking winter. So many bitches with me, you think Birdman in the rental. So many chickens with me, you think Birdman in the rental. Yee, 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 woo.
We're gonna play this other song, man. We got a new joint called Rich by Beast. Y'all check it out. Man, they coming up with some names, ain't they, man?
Oh yeah.
They coming up, man, for real. They coming up. They ain't playing, they coming up with real, real names. Shout out to my boy DJ Sean, special guest with us tonight, hanging out with us on this crazy night. We're gonna go to this new song called Rich Soul by Beast. Y'all check it out. We'll be right back.
She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah. She do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah. She do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah. I know a girl, her name Keisha. She do anything for the visa. She found out that I had some money. Now she on me like a beeper. Yeah, do anything for the visa. I pull up in something expensive. She asking me if it's a rental. And if it's mine, can she rent it? On a whole nother level. Plenty diamonds in the bezel. Living like it's my birthday. Every day is my day. She found out I had big bang. Now she ride me like a highway. She just trying to get a visa, the visa. She just trying to get a visa, the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah. She do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah. She do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah. She do anything for the visa. For the
yeah.
visa, yeah.
She sucking my d- for the jump. Trying to get in the club for free. When you see me at the dope, act like you don't even notice me. I got a whole lot of rank. Treat me like a bank. That shit came with a drink. That is sipping out the sink. I don't give fuck no glass. Tell me why this tap. Talking they want clean water. Told her get you to the trap. Tell her get you to the mattress. Mattress fucking up your back. On the phone you street names. Cell phone might be tap.
She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. She do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. Do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah. She do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah. She do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah. She do anything for the visa.
For the visa, yeah. She do anything for the visa. We at the top of the middle.
If I knew you, I would wanna be you. Hit out the park like Derek Jeter. I stretch you out like a white beater. Now what's on sight right when I see you? Your homies gon' R.I.P. you. If they knew about you, they would wanna be you. She'd do anything for a feast. Her nickname, ho skis. Her real name is Keisha. She love to roll and swish. She love to roll with me. She love to hang with me. She wanna be independent. But her life so different. If she really want to work, then she'll do anything.
Sure she
if she really want to work, then no.
She do anything for the reason. She do anything for the reason. She do anything for the reason. Do anything for the reason. She do anything for the reason. She do anything for the reason. She do anything for the reason. Do anything for the reason. She do anything for the reason. For the reason. Yeah, she do anything for the reason. For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah, she do anything for the visa. For the visa, yeah.
I'm gonna make it. I gotta make it. I see a chance to come.
got it. Fuck them all. Give up with the team. Fuck them all. Squeezing the D.
I can hear you breathing. Knees start to weaken. Got us sweating like we in the season. Your body's so amazing. Heavy breathing cause your heart's racing. Heart to back, anticipation. I'll take my time, I'm being patient.
Child, we about to get ready to go out the air. We got 2 minutes, man. You enjoy the show tonight, man?
Yeah, man. It's lovely, man.
I know, man. We'll be back on our regular schedule programming tomorrow night, 8 o'clock to 10.
It's Monday through Friday, huh?
Yeah, Monday through Friday. We on every night. You didn't know that?
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, we on every night, man. We on 5 days a week. Except for the weekend.
Okay.
I gotta have a break, man. I gotta have a break. It's killing me. Gotta be in too damn old for this. I'm getting old as hell. I'm getting old.
Man.
Shut up,
man.
You've
been knowing each other since I was 18, man. We've been at
it.
Oh, man.
I know, man. That's why I say y'all making me feel old. Y'all making me feel it. Shout out to everybody out there tuning in to us right here on Hip Hop One. You're tuning in to us on the hottest World Street Hip Hop. Shout out to Funky Town, Eminem. Hopefully we'll have him on the show tomorrow night. I'm going to try to get him on the show. See what's going on with him. He's got that big Cadillac vision coming up Friday night. And I want to get him on the show so we can talk about it. Y'all, tomorrow night we'll be back on. Remember, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. Make a difference, man. You going to make a difference, John?
Man, I'm going to try to, man.
I know
really
that's right. That's
lazy,
all we can
man.
Do is try. All right, y'all. It is almost 10 o'clock. We're getting ready to go off the air.
come on.